"Wasn't that just what I said?" said Sancho Panza. "You see, I wasn't drunk after all. The giant is dead, and my countship is in the bag." Who could help but laugh at the nonsense of these two, master and servant? Everyone was laughing, except the innkeeper, who kept mentioning the devil. Finally, and not without a lot of trouble, the barber, the priest, and Cardenio managed to steer Don Quixote back to bed, where he fell sound asleep. Then they went out to the courtyard to comfort Sancho Panza for not having found the giant's head. They had a harder time calming down the innkeeper, who was fit to be tied at the sudden death of his wineskins. His wife, too, was storming up and down, cursing the day the knight-errant blew into her house. "May God put a bad end to his adventures and to all knights-errant in the world," she shouted. "He won't get away with it, I tell you, not if I can help it." All this and more the innkeeper's wife poured out in a great frenzy, seconded by her loyal servant Maritornes, while her daughter looked on with a smile.